This podcast is supported by Midi Health. Are you in midlife, feeling dismissed, unheard, or just plain tired of the old healthcare system? You're not alone. In fact, even today, 75% of women seeking care for menopause and perimenopause issues are left entirely untreated. But it's time for a change. It's time for Midi. Midi's not just a healthcare provider. It's a women's telehealth clinic founded and supported by world-class leaders in women's health. Their clinicians provide one-on-one, face-to-face consultations where they truly listen to your unique needs. They offer a full range of holistic, data-driven solutions that isn't one-size-fits-all care. This is care uniquely tailored for you. At Midi, you will find that their mission is clear: to help all women thrive in midlife, giving them access to the healthcare they deserve. Because they believe midlife isn't the middle at all. It is the beginning of your second act. Ready to feel your best and write your second act script? Visit joinmidi.com today to book your personalized insurance-covered virtual visit. That's joinmidi.com. Midi, the care women deserve.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Welcome to the ChatGPT podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about AI in music. This has been a really controversial topic over the last month as AI has really pushed to the forefront. There's been a ton of viral AI songs that have come out with collaborations from Drake and The Weeknd and Grimes and all sorts of people that never actually consented to these collaborations. All sorts of music distributors have issued cease and desist to take it down. We're going to talk about all of it on the podcast, where this is all going, and also where this was in the past. And the reason why I picked today to do this is because Google just recently released a new language model for music where you can create music using Google. And we want to talk about how, you know, revolutionary this is or not. So we're going to do some samples. But before we jump into all of this, I want to preface this with the fact that I have been doing the whole AI music thing for actually quite a while. Back in 2019, some friends and I, for fun, used different AI generating tools, and we generated AI music and put it on Spotify. And I think this is also relevant today because recently Spotify announced that they were going to be wiping all of this AI music off of Spotify. So they did like a big clean sweep and, you know, pretty much all these people that were creating this AI music wiped it off. So I actually went back and found an old album that I don't think I'm actually paid for, because I think when the distributor I was using found out it was AI generated content, they just like deleted my account. I don't think it was incredibly popular, but it looks like they've left it up. So if you listen to it, then the distributor gets paid. So, you know, kudos to them for swiping my paycheck, I guess. But anyways, I'm going to play this song that I created. My artist was called Cinematic Mode, and this was, I believe, like pretty much with the old tool that I was using, you could choose a bunch of different genres, you could choose like tempos, you could put a whole bunch of different settings in and you could generate music and, you know, do a bunch of different music generation stuff. So here is what I currently still have on Spotify from Cinematic Mode. All right, you get the idea. So anyways, kind of funny, right? It's just it's some sort of cinematic music, and I was hoping people would just like listen to it to relax or something. I don't know. In retrospect, it's not incredible. It's not horrible. But the fact of the matter is, this was available in 2019. It is now 2023. So a lot has changed. It's been 4 years. So in the course of 4 years since this technology has been out, and I would say like rather powerful, popular, useful, has Google made a massive improvement on this technology? So a recent report came out of TechCrunch by a journalist who is able to use Google's new AI-powered music generator, which is called Music LM. And they went through and, you know, tried to get it to do a bunch of different things. Essentially, it's like kind of like ChatGPT, where you can talk to it. You can say, hey, create me a meditative piece that does this and that, and it has like a slower tempo and some guitars and some different things. What's interesting about that is literally it's really similar to what I was doing in the past, where I could pick different instruments and tempos and genres and like all this different stuff, but I was just doing it from a slider, drop down menus, that kind of like setting stuff, right? From like a software thing. Now it's like you talk to it and tell it, but I have to give them credit. If you can really do things like add different instruments in just by telling it, and maybe that is a innovation beyond just the drop down sliders, I would be curious to see how far it goes. Obviously, this is a lot more customizable than what I was using in the past, so I do think that's cool, but let's check out the music and listen to what it actually sounds like. So the first piece I'm gonna show you is an EDM song that this journalist, I would have tested it out and showed you some pieces I created, but unfortunately I'm still on the wait list. So we've gotta show you what some journalists have created. And by the way, these journalists showed this tool when it was announced in, I believe, January or earlier this year, and they thought it was interesting back then, but they said it really hasn't made a lot of progress, and the clips that they were shown back in when it first like was announced were definitely cherry-picked clips, right? They generated like 100 and found the 3 best or the 2 best. So I'm going to show you what it can create now, and then we're going to go into a whole bunch of other famous people who have had music created around them, and I'll, you know, it's actually really hard to find a lot of these AI-generated music. Like, there's a collab by The Weeknd and Drake and Bad Bunny and Rihanna. Someone just created one for them, and Grimes has a whole thing. Anyways, it's really hard to find this music because it's being taken down on a lot of platforms. But this kind of music, where it's just generating background tracks, is taken down or controversial, so that's why Google can create it. And I do believe this is a good tool for Google, because right now on YouTube, they have this music library, where essentially if you want to use music in the background of your videos and you don't want to get copyright strikes and you don't want to get your videos taken down, they have this copyright-free music library that you can use. People can submit their music there if they're okay giving away the copyright. I think that this will, if this is able to be a good tool, will largely replace that, where instead of like, I used to just scroll through that when I was making a YouTube video looking for like a cinematic one or like an upbeat one or, you know, like, you know, some cool beats. And now I'm going to be able to really go specifically with what I'm looking for and get like a really specific custom song that no one else has. Because something I noticed about that music library is there was a few good songs on there, and I'd be watching YouTube videos and I'd recognize them. I'm like, they're just using like a free video library or YouTube free video library or song library clip, and it makes it seem a little cheaper. So this will be cool. It's custom, but let's take a listen to the first one. It's an EDM song. The prompt for it was EDM song in a light, upbeat, and airy style, good for dancing. And this is what they got. So I think that that's not bad, to be honest. The song starts to like kind of go off the rails and go a little, it's better at the beginning, right? But like, hey, if you were a musician using something like this and you could use like the beginning for a little inspiration and like riff off of it and create like a whole thing, or inevitably what you're gonna be able to do is take a sample from the beginning of the song, feed it into something and say, create a full song based off of this, there'll be an AI that can do that. Not horrible. EDM is a little bit easier, right? It's pretty techno, kind of electronic music, and this is a software program, so maybe that's easier. Here's a piano solo, from that they were also able to create, and the prompt for this was romantic and emotional piano music. So let's see what it was able to create based off of that. So So not bad all in all. I think it was a pretty well done piece. Again, that piece near the end, it starts to like kind of change it to a whole different theme of a song. So it's kind of hard to have like continuity and make the whole thing sound similar all throughout. That being said, not a terrible one. The last one I wanted to show you is doing chiptunes. I think that they just did that kind of like for the fun of it. So here is a chiptune song that they were able to generate. Not my personal preference. I think that was the worst of the three, to be honest. Maybe the EDM was the best and the piano was the middle, and that one was the worst in my opinion. But it's really interesting, and I do have to give Google credit for the fact that you can be much more customizable. You can say the different types of styles and different types of instruments you want in there. That being said, I was doing a lot of this 4 years ago, and I don't feel like it really has come like incredibly far. It's definitely not perfect, and it has a lot of the same problems music I had way back in the day has. And the music that I was AI generating back in the day was like 3 or 4 minute long songs. These seem to be much shorter at the moment. So I think it's up to be said if Google's going to be able to improve this a lot. I mean, I have to imagine they are going to. It seems like Google just came out and threw out like a whole bunch of AI tools to just show like, look, we're still in the AI game. Don't count us out. OpenAI hasn't killed us. But like at the same time, it's, I don't know. Some of them aren't like incredibly impressive or groundbreaking, which like maybe if this is the first time you're hearing AI music, you're like, wow, that's amazing. But like 4 years ago, I could create pretty similar stuff. You know, I didn't have like a chat input to create it. I had toggles and drop downs, but it could create a custom music piece based off my stipulations every single time. So we'll see. I think the quality is a little better, like it better be after 4 years, but I hope that this gets a lot better from here. So the thing I will say is this is not actually super new, the fact that this all exists. OpenAI, back in 2020, so 3 years ago, they had an experiment called Jukebox, and they had an AI voice cloning song kind of thing, and they made an Elvis song. And back in the day, TechCrunch did an article on it, and it was like OpenAI's new experiments in music generation create an uncanny valley for Elvis, right? The uncanny valley is like you can't tell the difference. Listening back on it, I'm starting here, starting at the bottom, and we're gonna work my way up, because I don't believe that this song from cloning Elvis from 2020 is actually that great, but I do believe that some of the ones that are being done today are much better. So the technologies are obviously come far. This is what Jukebox with OpenAI created back in 20.
From dusty, tiny, fumble scarf, but the lip, it tells the heart. When my toes slips, when my hair was sizzling fine. At last, when he woke up, with a mind.
Okay, so, not horrible. I mean, it's Elvis, but it's kind of horrible. I mean, in my opinion, like, the sound fades in and out. You can hear the voice like increase and decrease in volume. And I mean, kudos to them, because this isn't a live artist that they can have go stand in a studio and sing today a bunch of vocals and take it. But, you know, they're pulling this off of older tracks, but still you should be able to isolate Elvis's voice. And I believe if we had AI cloned Elvis voices today, they'll be much better. So bringing that up to show you the contrast between that and what is happening today. And I will also say, the very beginning of this whole AI music thing, I really think was kicked off by David Guetta recently. It's kind of, he brought it to, I guess, a mainstream attention, not that it wasn't being done before, but he essentially went to a big, huge concert and he played an Eminem, like he used Eminem's AI voice and he created like a little track and played it at a concert. And there's a whole bunch of people cheering to it. I'm going to show that to you because that was kind of like what kicked off this. That's like on YouTube, that has 1.3 million views. He says, obviously I'm not going to release this. But anyways, you can have a listen to this and to see how this is, the technology is improving a little bit.
This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground. This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground.
Eminem, bro. this something that I made as a...
All right, so yeah, David Guetta goes on to talk about it. It's like talking about how he made it as a joke, and he used some, you know, some websites and stuff. Anyways, really interesting. He brought it up, and like as far as I know, there wasn't much pushback from Eminem on this because this wasn't just like random people making it. This is a quite a famous person, posted it on his official YouTube channel, so pretty big deal. But all that being said, I don't think that, I don't think it got a lot of pushback because it wasn't ever released commercially, and it was, like, it was a 1 minute long clip, and it was only the first 15 seconds were that song, and the rest of it was him talking about how he made it, so it doesn't really seem like he has this full-on song. Now, what people are seeming to have a problem with commercially, and with copyright, is the fact that people are starting to make full-on, full-featured songs. So, recently, a creator called Ghostwriter, he created a song called Heart of My Sleeve, which is featuring Drake and The Weeknd. I'm going to play a clip of that for you. To be honest, listening to the whole thing, it sounds very similar to both of those artists. And if it was released today, I can almost guarantee you it would go to the top of the charts. So let's give that a listen. That's my stat, ay. Metro made the beat, so you know that it's gonna slap, ay. All right, so you get the idea. I think pretty well done, right? There's entire Discord communities of people making these AI collaboration songs with over 40,000 members in one Discord community I saw specifically. And they're using a lot of different tools and software. They're all talking together. They've released full-fledged albums with, you know, Travis Scott on the album and all these other people. Of course, they're AI voices. But they all collaborate and they create these albums together. And from their perspective, you know, they're saying, hey, we like to create this music. You know, we're big fans and it helps us to be like, I don't know, more integrated as fans into the artists that we use, whatever. It's not commercial stuff. But that being said, despite the fact that they're like, honestly, it's more like a parody than a normal song because blah, 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 whatever. They're just trying to get not banned. But I believe United Music Group is a big advocate of banning this stuff. They said we're going to use our full, legal power to stop this. And essentially what they're saying is like, these AI voices, there's not a lot of precedent. Like when people have reached out to lawyers are saying this is all pretty new stuff. We don't know what the precedent is around this, yada, yada. There's probably gonna have to be some lawsuits before we really get it settled. But I think, so probably what that means is that a real legit artist is gonna have to put someone's AI voice on their track, release it publicly, get a lot of streams and downloads, then get sued. And then that's probably how the precedent will get made if I had to guess. But in any case, what I believe would happen and what makes the most sense to me is that if it's a dead artist, then the deceased artist's family or whoever owns their estate gets to control the rights to their music and their voice and their personage, right? Like if you wanted to put Elvis on a bottle of shampoo, you would have to go get rights from his estate. And I think it's going to be the exact same thing for music. If you want to use his voice, that's how you're going to have to do it. And it's interesting because I do remember after Michael Jackson died, I guess Akon did a song with him or something, but you know, that was probably pre-recorded, so that's probably irrelevant. In any case, I think that, but like, I guess the point is his estate got the money. He's obviously deceased and the estates of all these deceased artists are getting the money. So in any case, it is interesting because there are artists coming out now that are fully supporting the whole AI music space. And the number one I would say is Grimes, who, you know, famously is an artist. She has a child with Elon Musk, and she said she's all on board with the AI music thing as long as you split the royalties 50-50 with her. She went so far as to create something called elf.tech, which is a website portal you can go into, create music using her voice, and it's all set up with a smart contract so that as it gets music streams and whatever, the royalties are split using a smart contract. So she's obviously went pretty hard into this whole space. She's a big fan, but recently she did reluctantly come out and set some guidelines for how you can use your music. So she said, okay, hate this part, but we might have to do copyright takedowns only for really toxic lyrics with Grimes' voice. She said, in my opinion, you'd really have to push it for me to want to try to take something down, but I guess please don't be the worst. She said she just doesn't want people to have lyrical content with regards to sex or violence, or she said no baby murder songs, please. So obviously, like, she's, I think she's not being super strict, but she's obviously like, if you take it too far and are making a Nazi anthem or something like that, she's going to take it down, and send takedown requests for it. So really interesting, where that is going, but I do believe that it's going to be a big thing for people to create music with her. And recently a song came out, which someone, I saw a headline that said, the first convincing Grimes AI song is here and it's a banger. So I'll let you be the judge on if it's a banger or not, but here is a Grimes AI song that has recently come out since this whole thing has happened, and she's given people rights to take her voice and make songs with it. All right, so that song is currently on YouTube. It only has 18,000 listens, so not very big, unless it's somewhere else that I'm not finding it. But, I mean, the comments on it so far is pretty positive. Top comment is, first Grimes AI song that I want to listen to on repeat. I really want this song on Spotify. I love it. So we're finally here. Blah, blah, blah. All these people seem pretty supportive of this. So it's going to be interesting to see how this goes in the future. And the album cover or the picture for it would appear to be Grimes like coming out of a light explosion, which I'm assuming was just generated on Midjourney. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. All right, last thing I want to bring up for you is the fact that very recently, Bad Bunny and Rihanna had an AI duet drop that was reported on by Billboard. It is obviously the same thing as that other song I showed you by Drake and The Weeknd. It's not real, but some people are saying that it's actually the same creator who did it, and they pushed it on SoundCloud, and it immediately got deleted within 24 hours of being posted on YouTube and SoundCloud. I did find it, another clip of it somewhere else, so I'll play that for you. You can listen to it. But I think record labels are taking this really seriously, trying to shut it down. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to continue doing this, or if they're all going to just break down and be like Grimes and offer a 50-50 revenue split on songs made with them. See, the thing is, I feel like for an artist like Grimes that's not so much in the top charts, that might be a great idea. But for someone like Drake, that any song he ever makes is going to shoot up to the top charts, it might just dilute his brand. So I'll let you be the judge, but here is the Bad Bunny and Rihanna collaboration AI song that was created. And then in my opinion, one of the better AI songs. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Will record? There's two choices. Are record labels going to be able to completely shut this down and protect their artists? Or are they going to split it 50-50? Or is the 50-50 AI voice split going to be something more popular for deceased artists that don't have the opportunity to make any more money? Anyways, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. We're going to follow along on this, and I will keep you updated on what happens in the industry. As always, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure that you join our Facebook community. There's a link in the description of this podcast episode in the show notes to go and join that. Join, tell us your opinions on everything that is happening in AI, and also make sure to click the link to join our weekly newsletter, where I send out everything that is happening in AI in a nice little news a newsletter that covers all of the topics to keep you informed. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and have a great rest of your day.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.